Yeah.
He is. what do I roll to search?
Just roll 3d6. I roll high. Or double.
19.
Okay. So you are there when they're searching this room.
John Gilmore, male prostitute.
It's Dave's room, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It is their room.
And it's also that's the true. Room I am hanging out in now and playing solitaire.
That's true. So you go through and you search into your room.
Does she find it? Since she's going through the room for more mundane clues.
She's going to find it.
I'm detective. You are.
Yeah. It's a room the size of, like, a Davenport. You don't get one.
But it isn't one of your duffel bags.
Huh. I start going through it. When I see someone else pulled out, I say, hey, let me see that.
All right.
I start going through the money.
So it isn't on the ship, eh?
Is it missing 100?
Yes, it's missing the 200 that you still have.
But, very odd that I couldn't sense this. I toss it back into my bag and go back to solitaire.
So now I have $50,000?
Sure, for the moment.
All right. Okay, this is very odd. Does the captain have a safe?
Yes.
So I'll take let's see. Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Let's see, there's $50,000. So I'll give the captain $20,000.
Alright.
Ask him to put it in a safe.
Okay.
For safekeeping.
Well, the safe is in the room you're using.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then can he open the safe and put it in the safe?
Okay.
And I'll give, here, can you hold this $20,000?
Sure.
And I'll stick the other $10,000 in my pocket.
Okay. All right, next day.
Right.
$40,000.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's not how it is in Richard. So, the next day, Penelope, you go to the cafeteria, you get your food.
Cafeteria?
Whatever.
Like the galley?
Galley.
Somebody put salt in the sugar bowl.
Yeah, something like that.
Seriously?
You start eating the food. Awful. Like, you know,
how's
someone
this
put in, you know, a bucket load of salt in it.
Okay. That's weird. Go back and try again.
Very salty.
Okay. I go talk to the cook. How come there's like 10 pounds of salt in the food?
What are you talking about? My food? Everybody likes my food. Are you insulting my food?
Try this.
Okay, fine.
I tried again.
Salty.
Alright, something weird going on. Go find
John Gilmore.
John Gilmore.
Psychic investigator.
Your fault.
Try this food.
Okay, thanks.
Hang
on a second. I try it again.
Hey!
Still salty.
Could you get me something to drink, Chip?
When I
love
the food.
Those are like love steak for two and passion potatoes. Notice the way you're staring. I leave the room.
Hey, hang on. When I eat the food, all I taste is salt.
You probably have a
what have you had in your mouth
salad.
Lately? Was it salty?
No.
You might just not be able to stand up to this Navy girl.
I think, yeah, you probably can't take it psychologically. Women aren't meant to be on things like
when I finish
right.
Eating.
There, you want me to try it?
I'm meant to be in big, solid-looking boats.
Exactly. They're like in the Georgia O'Keeffe design medal. Sail on top of that.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it for you after we go.
I eat a tater tot. Does it taste salty?
I go talk to the cook.
Okay.
And you still have my money?
Yeah.
Let me go look. What is it?
Yep.
Ethereal is having some problems with the cuisine here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with you. Her stomach's just not up to it.
What do you call
this? Is there any way you could prepare her some more refined food? Something softer on her palate? Something special for her?
What did they call it? Hysterical. She's hysterical. Well, that's what it is.
I try.
I'm pretty manly.
I can only make something so refined.
Thanks a lot. I'm sure you're just not used to having
dames
on the boat. Something like with whatever canned veggies you got.
Okay.
Women love canned veggies.
All taken care of. He'll have a special plate for you soon.
All right.
Yeah, so he does have a meal for you ready after that.
Okay.
You know, so after that, he's got special meals for you. They take... All right.
Okay. Very odd. We look out for our own.
Let's see. The next day...
Everyone else has had something bad happen to them but me.
So the next night...
John Gilmore.
Sleeping.
So I'm like 3 feet away, but he explodes into flames or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
This is like two bad things happening to me.
And,
the more even distribution.
You start having this dream, like you've been eaten alive. You know, pretty horrific dream, actually.
Oh, my God.
And then you wake up. And then they're like, cockroaches all over you. Or, you know, bugs.
I start beating off the bugs.
Yeah!
Little tiny fine dexterity.
Ah! Ah! Do you have any sleeper there?
To me?
Yeah.
He's so light. How can he be a heavy sleeper? That would be a good quote for paranoia. You know, citizen. I'm from Ad Sector. I doubt I sleep through somebody screaming, beating at their own body.
You wake up. John's there.
Uh-huh.
Looks like he's brushing off a bunch of bugs off of it.
Well, at least they're real bugs. What's going on there?
Being eaten alive by cockroaches.
Oh, I see the bugs?
Yeah, you see the bugs.
Huh. God damn it.
Steal their powers. Steal their powers.
Consider it done. Now they are incapable of hurting humans. Thanks to me. I told you not to eat in bed.
Bed?
Eat in bed.
Cockroaches must be after something.
I keep beating the cockroaches off of me until they're all off me, and then I toss them into the ground.
Yeah, you get a bunch of those. Some of those, you know, squirrel away. There's always at least one that gets away.
Hmm. I go bang on the captain's
on the
door.
Bathroom.
Oh, wait, that's our door. Damn it.
I'm sure he has another door.
I go bang on the captain's other door.
Uh-huh.
So, your ship is full of cockroaches! I go back to bed.
Why don't you show him the 1,000 cockroaches
super
you just
heroes.
Hey, have you got a photo? Or a camera? Somebody's got to, right?
What do you mean, on the ship?
No.
Ethereal might have brought one. She likes
probably
to do that type
the
of thing.
Camera, that would have been a good idea. We're going sightseeing.
I'll take a picture of the smashed cockroaches.
Sure.
And I'll take a picture of these three and the captain all doing this.
Yeah.
Who are these three?
It's
far as I could tell, it was me, Donald, and the cat.
No, me and you two.
Ah. Okay. I sweep all of the cockroaches out into the hallway.
All right. Cockroach bodies out in the hallway.
Want to switch beds?
no. But maybe we should sleep like in shifts.
Right.
Do anything
to watch for the cockroaches.
Weird stuff going on.
Well,
no.
Something weird happened to all of us, right?
What?
Somebody stole my money. Well, something weird's happened to us two men, anyway. Yeah. Jesus, this is easy. Alright, we're supposed to roll what?
Just roll.
We're going to start sleeping and watching, Kevin.
It's 11.
Okay.
Since we two have been targeted.
Uh-oh. Hi.
45.
Right. So, you know, as you were finishing up, brushing all the cockroaches off of you, swear you hear the demonic laughter.
That would be most suited to know it. Demonic laughter sounds like, well, him and me.
Why would you know what demonic laughter sounds like?
I don't know what y'all talking about. It
my sister.
Yeah, I won't mention that demonic laughter.
Nope.
Okay.
Let's do the cockroach.
Let's see.
And all of my occultist skills take HP. I can detect synchronicity. I can get occult knowledge.
Well, you can make an occult roll if you want.
Sure.
I'm going to try and detect what type of demon's doing this. Especially if it might be a fire demon or a pink demon. I'd like to try and isolate those two possibilities. 11. My skill is, with all of my skills, is 6.
I didn't.
It's a different cat, though.
Yeah. Sorry. Different cat.
She didn't move.
No. She seems okay. That still doesn't mean you can pull my foot, but...
But smelling feet's her favorite pastime next to armpits.
No, I think Yalin's her favorite pastime. Do I have any clue if it might be a pink demon or a fire demon?
It's probably a pink demon.
Okay.
A pink demon?
Yeah. Let's get everyone together.
I hope a pink demon.
Who's everyone?
Us three.
Okay. We'll invite the girl in the room.
I think we're being beset by the demon that I thought was destroyed in Mount Kilauea. The one that Felix Foster summoned.
Okay.
I didn't believe you when we were babbling about that before. Now that we're in the submarine, it seems even less likely.
This seems like exactly the type of thing that type of demon would do. I tell you what its name was, who I did hear. What was its name?
Abnegazar.
It's Abnegazar, I'm fairly certain.
And they do childish jokes.
So what do you propose to do about this?
Can you banish him, or summon him up and bind him, or?
Sure, I summon him and bind him, except I don't,
So you destroyed the clay jar.
The what? Nothing. I think we suck its power and punch it in the face. That usually works on supervillains.
A submarine seems like a bad place to do that.
Well, no, he didn't say shoot it with a ray gun. Submarine's a bad place to do that. Sucking somebody's power, that's fairly safe in a submarine.
I take your word for it. I've never sucked anybody's power.
Do you want it?
No.
Submarine shutters. And then, like, the vibrations in the engine stops.
Great. I think it's just stepped up its reign of terror quickly to the engine room.
Uh-huh.
I start running to the engine room.
So you get to the engine room, and, like, the engineers are, you know, they're, like, smoke and stuff, and the engineers are, all scurrying about, like, now the engine, you know, the engine just speeds up.
Oh, shit.
And Captain McGlory says, well, can you get a fix? And he says, oh, try.
Demonic curse.
Why should it go off? We might have to, you know,
why is it after
yet?
Hmm?
Why is it after yet?
Who can fathom the ways of demons?
Apparently not you. Well, isn't a submarine one of the worst possible places to have a demon after you?
Well, I wasn't too pleased within the heart of a volcano. That was pretty bad. In caves it could collapse, wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, but
you got to.
Normally you can at least run off. Basically, it can do anything in the submarine 24 hours a day, and we're trapped underwater and just die.
That indeed isn't good, but that's why we have you here.
What am I going to do?
Suck its powers and shoot it.
All right. First, you point out where it is.
I think it's in this room.
This one right here?
Mm-hmm. You should be able to see invisible things.
Nope. I'm not sure how that follows, but no.
I start trying to use my tracking scent. Alright, I'm gonna go up to the engines and try and sense the essence of the demon.
Okay.
Well,
I can try to use my detective to see if I can see if he deliberately broke the engine or if it just...
No, this is gonna take psychic powers.
Well, you can make a roll too.
I got 15.
Well, 15? You can definitely tell the demon was here. Or, there's a demonic, like, smell from Abnegazar.
Well,
I think it's the same smell.
Mm-hmm. Abnegazar was here.
You find that, like, one of the bars or something.
bars or something. Got it.
In the engine. Whatever.
An engine doohickey.
Yeah, one of the engine doohickeys.
Was deliberately broken.
It is in the shape of a smiley face.
Okay, I will point that out to the engineers.
Oh, that's rather interesting.
I don't think it should be like that.
Malfunction.
It's clear you have a madman on board, Captain.
You're the only three new people here.
But
there's an evil spiritual force on board.
I see.
It's the cause of the problems. I wonder if it has possessed one of the seamen. Perhaps it's doing evil in that way.
How does it turn invisible? Where would a seaman get 1,000 cockroaches?
Well, those are demonic, evil spiritual things.
Evil spiritual cockroaches? Looks like you smashed them up pretty good.
They weren't evil.
Or did you believe in God?
It is rare to find a roach who believes in God, but...
You
know. Well, we could just ask the demon nicely to go away.
That'll work.
We could ask it what it wants.
Good.
If it wants your head on a silver platter, you know. At least we have a starting point for negotiation.
Right. Barking it down to
us right now.
Copper platter.
Yeah, copper platter.
am I able to track the demonic scent to see where Ebenezer went?
It was just there.
And then gone?
And then gone.
I start wandering up and down the hallways of the subway saying, Ebenezer, we wish to talk. Ebenezer, we wish to talk.
Okay.
What do you want? Who are you?
I think that maybe that second
sub can pick you up.
That
continue the mission.
That second sub might have had a like on this sub apparently our engine hogged out, so maybe we're
will be convenient.
I'm gonna wander about trying to
make a roll.
Influence?
Sure.
Okay, that shifts two to the left.
So
I got seven.
In Kevin's game, where we were sent on a mission to go knock out a Japanese radar installation, like they've got a secret radar prototype or something.
So you two are in a second sub.
And we're all in a submarine, and
ours was possessed by a demon.
And ours got possessed by a demon because Shannon had a teaser where he like haunted a demon and like stole its stuff.
I neither taunted the demon nor stole his stuff. But he'd say that anyway, so it's hard to tell. So anyways,
okay.
Well, you're in a second set, and the demon stole some of my winnings from poker, and then he salted Coop's food, and then he covered Shannon in cockroaches, and then he blew up our engines.
It's a good thing in the water.
Sort of rapid escalation.
Yeah. Not much.
Engines exploding.
Blowing up submarine engine while you're underwater. Yeah.
You didn't really salt Donald's food.
Oh, yeah, actually, sorry, we don't think that. We just think Donald's was sissy. Because clearly Danes can't take it underwater.
She couldn't take the galley food. The rest of that job is fine.
Yeah, this thing sucks.
So the demon does not appear.
So you're just waiting for the second sub to show up?
No, at this point, yeah.
They're fixing the engine, I hope.
Well, damn. Okay, so the engineer says they'll need some more spare parts from the other stuff too. And then even then it'll take a couple days. And it kind of says, that'll throw off the whole timetable. And the good thing there's another stuff. There's a backup stuff. Otherwise the whole mission will be
scrapped.
Down the tubes.
It's true. And then failure.
Kaput.
Okay. So anyways, you surface, and the other stuff comes up.
Okay.
To transfer the people.
That's not them!
It's not them! It's really a big monster!
Drop it!
I shoot them.
You bastard. Oh, no, you fucker.
So, the so they transfer you and your stuff.
Okay.
Unless you, you know, object or something.
Problem?
Nope. Yeah, none to report. Do I still have my 40 grand?
So what?
Yeah, so far.
Blew up, huh? Doohickey got turned into a smiley face.
Doohickey got turned into a smiley face.
You know, a lever, a stick, something.
Wait, did you guys get the communicators?
Couldn't afford it.
Donald did. After that, I couldn't afford either, though.
Sexual favors pulled through you.
Yeah.
I thought it would ruin the line of my coat.
True. Once you get the,
Okay, so
you should have got the Swatch version.
So as you're going across, let's see.
Hey, local is more expensive. This can be an accessory, like a free.
All right, so this is a Mission Universe submarine. You think a robot? It'll probably be like Star Trek the outside.
On a clandestine mission?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now.
One.
Somewhere in here is. Yeah, I think those are your dice. No, it's that one in your.
How about that?
No. That one. So, now we're on board with the others, huh?
Well, you guys want to play poker? You're ferried across. When someone starts yelling out, airplane, airplane.
It's just the demon, don't worry about it.
Airplane, airplane, or the plane, the plane.
Yeah, airplane.
We're still surface?
Yeah.
Is it Japanese zero?
Can you
look?
Sorry, only one?
Japanese?
Actually two.
Two Japanese?
Can we?
Two maybe they're friendly.
Fly here.
Maybe they're friendly.
Maybe.
How fast can
That's
I fly?
Why they're getting low.
That depends on your fly skill.
I know.
I suppose I'll have to one.
What's your fly skill?
What's
100 miles an hour.
Are we in charge or are we just
Well,
partying?
Since you guys are going across, the first sub will just disable the kind of they're going to emergency dive. The second sub will... He's The captain's telling everybody to get down. We're going to get an emergency dive. You two are up top.
I knew we should go on SEAL systems. Okay. So
apparently they're going to leave these three guys out of the little phone.
What?
Which three? Are those the
these three plus the guys, plus two guys who are roaming on the front.
Yeah, they're on top?
They're like on a little dinghy.
They're not
being across fair yet. To top.
Yeah. Let's see. What could I suck out of a... I can suck mechanical defenses.
Captain, how does this not killing thing work against four of my enemies?
That's true. You should be able to kill slopes. Yeah. You know, come on. I mean, they've got to be...
Prison war.
Yeah.
From what I can remember, I don't recall the Superiors actually killing infantrymen.
They never shot down, like... Because I would have thought that they did things like break the wing off a plane.
You know, the Spectre definitely did.
But he's one of the edgy things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not edgy.
You'd have to deal with that killing us somehow. Or, you know...
Them parishes, right?
Yeah. You know, wound them enough that they can use. They have time to use the
parachute. Think G.I. Joe.
And then they actually survive out in the ocean.
They don't have parachutes.
At that point. Sure they do.
Okay.
Alright,
well, I want to fly up then.
So we're diving?
Getting ready to dive.
You think I can take two planes, can we? No way, man. Can I get out before they die?
Yeah, you're up top.
Alright. I'll fly to the demon.
Okay.
Although, wait. Can I carry them across fast enough before they die?
Maybe. You have to make a roll.
At least the on the
I didn't realize that was a possibility.
Not these three. How many normal? Two.
There are, yeah, that's
can cool. carry two?
You can carry two.
Can you carry the whole boat?
It would be hard.
I can carry part
can
of the boat,
carry
too.
The whole boat. I don't know if I'm fast enough to fly back, though.
I can carry half the boat, right? I can fly.
Yeah.
You could
try to work together.
Carrying the boat, even if slowed down, would be faster than going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
So it can carry...
Especially if, like, one of the people ate the other people, if you left them together.
Yeah, that was bad.
Then you have to get out of slide rules.
All right.
I'll carry the back half of the boat. You carry the front half of the boat.
Okay.
Okay. Can you take the front half?
So, roll your fight versus this, and I'll come up with a number.
Don't some of you have guns or something to pop those zeros?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that gets enough.
You have a 38.
Yeah, I'm going to take eight.
That's true.
Huh? Getting
a
laser cannon. I'm
right.
Sure it can hit.
Okay, so it's versus six.
Flight so what are we six. Rolling?
So your flight versus six.
So my flight is six.
Okay, so you need to roll at least an 11. You need to roll. So you need...
I roll...
An 11?
13.
13? Okay, we go. So, 3.
5.
Oops. Hope you hold enough. Should have rolled. Let's see. 6
versus 6. You notice he's successfully trying to save.
6 is 3. And then you're 8 versus 6.
Yeah.
You're 9. So. Alright, so you get him about halfway.
Oh!
Before the sun started going down.
Oh,
you're too slow. Apparently, he was dragging you behind.
I'm careful aim at one of the zeros.
Okay.
When I get within range, I'm going to fire.
Well, alright.
Go ahead and roll.
What are you doing on the sun? Are you going to go down?
You're
going to try to take a shot and then go down?
I'm going to take shots and tell the captain and I think we can down the plane.
Okay. Go ahead and
roll. She tells him to wait for the boat.
I tell the plane to drop the guns and I shoot.
Sure.
So, hey, how does. So. I'm apparently able to take out mechanical or whatever defenses as well. How the hell does that work? I don't really understand. I remember you telling me that at one point, but I don't know how it works.
It would be anything that generates some kind of force field. it's less useful in this area, but. Something that generates a smoke screen. You can neutralize the smoke screen.
Okay. So I can't do anything against a plane other than shoot it.
You have a big gun, right?
Yeah.
No.
Regular gun?
Yeah, big gun.
Well, I have a bigger gun than Shannon.
Alright. Well,
is he big enough to use the cannon off my robot?
Your robot strength is like 5.
No, the robot strength is 7.
Okay, so you need probably a strength of 6. So that would be. Maybe you still maybe want to use the strength.
I have a strength of 2.
I have strength of
6. I can use the
I got a 14 to hit the 0.
Okay.
You
think
he
can? I do not.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, maybe I do, because I have a suit.
You have a
suit?
No.
I have a strength of 5.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. I guess we'll drop the
bow.
So I'll take the shot.
Okay.
So.
Double
nines. The professor down to 0.
9 plus
2.
18 plus 13. 31.
Okay. So you hit one of the zeros. It starts to disintegrate.
No.
Got it, I shout.
And then it's years away.
Oh, the other one.
You got one more shot.
Turn on
no.
Suicide bomber?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you hit it.
11.
Okay, you're
should I get another shot?
Go ahead.
I've got 5 more.
Maybe come for anything.
17.
You think you hit it again. Okay, so. There's 1-0 coming. You guys are on a boat. Somebody's going down.
Take it out, Neo.
I'll shoot it.
Okay.
I guess.
Let's do
this one. Yeah. Let's see. I wanna phase me and the 2 normal soldiers on the boat.
You're hogging the bystanders again. I got a
hogging the bystanders.
Yeah, you're hogging the bystanders.
I got a 51.
Okay, 46, 51. So you phase them through. You're actually going down, so you're down. So, Shannon, you can do something.
I shoot it again.
Okay. No, you might roll.
7.
Really high. You miss. Although, I actually think you hit it.
You're going down, I shall.
Make an initial roll.
Two. You.
There's 1 plane left.
Initiative, 29. Eh?
What do I roll?
2D. 2D, and then close, add your initiative.
Oh. 42.
Okay. And you roll 46. So you go first in the place.
No, Dominic goes first.
Well, you just face people.
So. Very good at that playing.
Well, what's your energy blast? 9. I'm on the plane. Maybe not. Oh, yeah, I go. Flight 8, body 7.
So, I hit it?
You hit it?
Body 7?
Yeah.
So, you're no conscious.
Yeah, 9 versus 7, so you do 3 points of damage. Stun 4.
The one that I shot, did it go down, or did it...
No, it was just damage, and it's a lot.
I
damaged
it
to
die.
Yeah.
I know I did at least.
You were like 18. Oh my god.
Right, so
oh, 31, that's true.
So the, 31.
Yeah.
Thing shoes.
Yeah, the plane shoots. I'm just trying to see if Eric's going to convince me to give him less 0 points. Or not.
You shot it down, man. Right there.
It's a mechanical object.
So it shoots at, well, one randomly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Chances aren't like too much. What's your depth?
7.
Let's see, you're dead.
Alright. No. You have what?
11.
12. Yep, full body. 12, 1, 2. So you take 2 points of damage.
I do?
You do.
Where do I put that?
That's off of your
body. So, where did you get 12? Don't I have 11?
So you're using your suit as defense. So the suit has body 6.
Yeah.
And skin armor 6. So that's 12 points for defense.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the damage actually would come through your body.
Okay. So minus 2. So
okay.
I'm off. 4 points.
It's true. Anyway, it's your turn.
Well,
oh, I should have said sub instead. Oh well.
The sub?
Yeah.
Did it die?
It was dying.
Sorry. It wasn't
quite done.
Sorry. I will shoot it.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
I suppose.
Can I possibly hurt it with my weak ass gun?
Do you have an EV7 gun?
Yeah.
I think. So you need an 11. I think you need a flight 8. So yeah, you need 11 to do like a point.
I miss.
Okay.
I roll 7.
So it flies past and it's, you know, streaming smoke, so it flies away.
Okay. We got it.
Damn.
I did, I think. Alright. Hey, it's gone.
Yeah, okay, I was like, oh, he does.
I do.
So you tell the captain that?
I tell the captain. Some sketchy stuff, surface, get you guys. Get out of here.
Okay, so they surface and get you guys.
Alright. So what's our mission again? We're supposed to destroy some military base?
We're supposed to do something at some military base on some godforsaken Pacific island, but we're having a demon attack us in the sub on the way.
You think the demon followed us to the sub?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any way to get rid of it? Silver Boy.
I don't really know anything about demons.
Okay.
Demon.
Yeah?
This oh,
it was very pink.
Wait, do we know that you're a demon?
No.
Do you look human, right?
Yeah.
Except for that tail.
It was summoned by
tail.
It was summoned by Felix Faust. I collapsed a volcano on the two of them, but he apparently got back out.
Sure.
Okay, Eric, you want to make a force field build?
Yes.
So you can make one that's an actual force field. Oh, actually, I did too. So one is you can attack through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would cost you 53 or 55 with plans. And then the other one you can't. It would cost you 35 or 37 with plans.
Okay, but then what have body 6?
They both would have 6 points of force field.
55 versus 36?
37. So one you can shoot through, the other one you have to actually turn off, shoot, turn back on.
I think you shoot
one. The one to shoot you through? Is that what you said?
No, the one you have to turn off. The
okay.
one you have to turn off.
The one you have to turn off? Alright. So make a plan roll. Huh? Did I do that last time? Oh, you build two things. So one, you build the body. Go ahead and make a gadgetry.
Where are you building this? Certainly.
Before you guys left. Okay. And then the other one, you put in the force field power. So make another gadgetry roll. Okay. So it takes you like a couple days. So you did that before you left.
So do we need to make a roll every time you use our communicator? Make sure that
No.
I think they should.
Yeah, I think we should. Fun.
Technically, you do, but yeah. Okay. I'll just make it explode randomly.
Okay.
Dramatically, it was dramatically appropriate. Like if you're trying to get through interference, and then I'll make you roll. But just day to day,
you know, near cares are more likely to blow up when you're trying to go through interference.
Yeah.
Oh, and this gets a chance off radio and TV communications within 5 miles.
The force field felt it's good too.
Okay, remember, I'm gonna team with them on Super Wolf one day all the time. Yeah. Use it extensively.
Okay, so you're back in your sub. Or, you know, whatever.
Okay, so that was 36.
37.
Also, there won't be a Super Bowl Sunday for like another 10 years or so.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned with.
Is there any way we can stop demons? The demon?
None that I know.
Nobody will care about it for a while.
Tried to negotiate with him, but he doesn't seem interested in listening.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought demons love souls. Did we offer our souls?
Hey, soul.
Don't think I was out there.
If you draw straws, or you can gamble for it, whoever loses.
We just have one of the crewmen here. Yeah, okay. I guess we'll wait until the demon shows up.
Alright, next day.
Do I roll to make improved suit plans?
It depends what you're trying to improve. Yeah, generally you don't have to.
Really?
Up to your skill.
Oh, I guess it does say...
Well, no, I don't
know. It says, drawing plans helps gadgetry minus 2 column shifts
right.
to OV.
So normally it's an automatic thing, and then whoever's actually doing it gets a bonus. And whoever's actually, you know, implementing those plans.
Mm.
So if you're drawing plans for anything up to your skill.
I have a skill of 7.
And then... Yeah, so if you wanted to add another power up to 7, or, you know, could you tell me the 7? Higher than that, you have to make a roll. What else did I have to you guys? No.
7, huh?
That was just the attack. Ooh, there is that. No, the robot. You didn't bring the robot, though.
Oh. Yeah. Do you fly in 7, Wolf?
8.
We're going to have
to kill. Actually, the robot's just going to grab up the hole of the sub and ride all the way there. Just like Andrew.
It missed you. It didn't want to be left behind.
We were going to have to kill your robot again.
Again and again. Well, Sweet is
almost time to kill it yesterday.
What? It wasn't doing anything.
He kept having to attack the FBI.
Yeah, but that's...
I was trying to...
That's not the robot's fault. So...
I wasn't having an attack. I told it to grab them, not shoot them. Oopsie. It knows the difference.
Okay. Okay, so Eric... The next day... You... Okay, for your things... What do you usually keep on you and turned on or, you know, active? So do you usually have the force field belt on or leave it off?
Yeah.
And the communicator is usually on, usually, right? Force field belt on, communicator's on, that's what you said?
Communicator is just randomly turned on when I need it.
Okay.
I guess like a cell
phone. All right. And then do you usually carry your gun around with you?
Naturally.
All right.
That's all I needed.
Okay. Make a roll.
15.
You hear someone chanting something. And then your gun leaps out of your... or wherever it is.
That's not good.
And it tells you, I'm not going to take this anymore, and you start shooting it.
Oh, man.
No! Did you miss the demon part?
You didn't tell me it was just my shit.
I believe you were too busy disbelieving because of your silly scientific method.
So, initiative against my own gun?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's probably like about that, so... What do you got? You should go. Oh, alright, so you're going very slow. You're really surprised that the gun came alive, and it would turn on you, its own creator.
That's my boy will talk to me. Why me? I hear pop.
I always use you to shoot things.
Oh, I have my sister with me as well.
That's true. Oh, okay.
I always have my sister.
But don't say in front of you.
But it's not like carried with me on missions.
So your gun is like EV7, isn't it? But it's not trying to kill you. So.
Nice of it.
Wow, good thing it's not trying to kill you.
Hey, with this brand new belt, I never touched the body of a legend.
True. So your dex is 5, I think. And so it's probably about the same. So it's that much. And then your body is 11 versus 7. So 1, 2, 3. You take 4 points of damage.
Ouch! How much body do you have? 5. That's only 8 points of the HP.
Oh, and it did... 3 column shifts, so you actually
get blown back
and you hit the bulkhead.
Which explodes.
Wow. Well, actually, you have to plug your force field up. So, probably, you'll give me more damage. Now what do you want to do? Oh, actually, you were wrong. So, everybody can make a listen roll.
That's Ben's roll. I heard it.
Yeah, it's right there.
This is the roll I to try and fail.
11.
7.
So it's versus a 3, so 16. You probably need 7.
Oh, damn it!
I got a 15.
Okay. So I guess you all heard it?
Yeah.
Someone's shooting something. Sounds like Eric's gun.
What the? He's going nuts.
I knew it.
Probably is being attacked by the demon and defending himself.
Mad scientist.
Go check it out.
Okay, so you're all rushing over to where Eric is?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Eric.
I need some cover.
Cover.
Duck into another room. You can run down the corridor.
Hide behind the engine.
You can hide behind the engine.
Hide behind the engine. Oh, great. Shoot.
What do you got?
Finished it?
Yeah. I should be able to beat it.
39?
Yeah, you beat it. It's not very quick.
I find something to hide behind.
Okay. So the gun's saying things like, you know, how do you like being indiscriminately used? Huh? Why are your hands always so cold?
Wear a glove, damn it.
You have any idea what it smells like in your waistband?
Alright, so you duck in where?
Something to hide behind.
Okay.
Something big.
So you probably... You can, like, run through one of the hatchways that's further behind you.
Okay.
Okay.
The only thing on the subway I will not hide behind is my phaser.
Right. Okay, so it shoots at the hatch.
Okay.
Does some damage to it.
Wait,
it's
not a battery, right?
It has ammo.
Yeah.
It's going to run out soon, right?
Eventually. It's got 20 shots. So let's see. So Donald, you come up on Eric.
Okay.
The rest of you come up on the other side, so you're actually behind the guy. So the three of you can see there's Eric's gun shooting at the door, kind of bouncing around.
Interesting. Is he shouting things?
He's shouting things, too.
But I'm on the other side of the house.
You are, you're on the other side of the house. Sorry.
We heard your gun. What the hell's going on?
You're with me or you're behind the gun?
I'm with you.
No, so he's
there with the gun.
Yeah.
I see you.
Do you see anyone invisible?
If they are, they're like really low to the ground.
So is the gun on the ground crawling around, or is it just...
Yeah, like it's more like bouncing. Bouncing around.
Okay.
So it's resting, it's just resting its butt.
My gun is possessed. I'm almost dead.
I told you there was a demon on board.
Alright. So what do you want to do?
I guess we should take out the gun.
Shoot. You warned her. Drop yourself.
Stop shooting. Stop shooting that bastard.
Okay.
Stop shooting.
Go ahead and roll.
You're going to break my gun, right?
We generally try and break your stuff, don't we?
So I'm not holding back. Because it's not right. It's a gun.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not good. I think I missed.
You missed the bulkhead.
Am I there too?
Leave a hole. Yeah. So you're there. So you can see.
I can decrease the defense of the gun.
Yeah.
What's the gun's defense?
It's its body. This gun's body. Probably has three. Yeah, it's already pretty low.
Yeah. Alright, I'll just shoot it.
Okay.
Wait, maybe I shouldn't shoot it.
I was going to shoot in here.
Like, what's behind it?
Me?
You're in a corridor. There is a hatch that's closed in front of it. So if you shoot it, you'll be shooting down a bit, so you'll hit the ground.
The ground.
Yeah. So if you roll high, I mean, even if you puncture holes through the sub, it's probably you'll be okay.
Are we on the surface?
No.
I want to run over there and razzle with the gun.
Okay.
Because I don't want to kill everybody.
Sure. It's a good roll.
Maybe I should use the ball. Close quarters. Perfect.
Six.
Okay.
Fail.
You try to grab the gun and it jumps out.
I want to try to convince Nebuchadnezzar to appear.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Nebuchadnezzar up here. I, John Gilmore, command you!
Right. Okay, go ahead and roll, though. Although I doubt that's the kind of approach I was going to do.
Pentagon?
Five.
Doesn't appear. So the gun...
Wait, this is confined.
Turns and says, oh, so you guys are with clammy hands, eh? Well, you are also going down.
It's confined quarters, right?
Yeah.
How big is it? Like, 10 by 10 or something?
Like, the quarter itself is probably like 4 feet across. Getting past someone, you have to kind of coincide with you.
No, I'm looking at my bomb.
But, I mean, they're like cabins to the side, too.
It's still too low to use. I wait until it's really high, then I'll use it.
Yeah.
Like fireball. Except one.
You can go off in a nuclear blast. Well, the gun's turned, so it's going to shoot someone right away. I shoot you.
Oh my god. I saw it like a madman.
Oh, Jim.
Oh well, good.
Is it a laser gun, right?
Did you hold
actually, what does the 2 do in a laser gun?
Multi-pyros random targets is a lot of them. That's basically what it's doing now.
Basically. But actually, it like, it... No, it's like, it goes on overload, and tries to shoot everybody, and then it's out of energy, and falls over. So let's see if it does any damage. Nope, it just punches a bunch of holes everywhere.
Okay. Ooh, I.
And then it falls over, and it's kind of really
hot.
No.
Are you alive? Are you alive?
Talk to me, go.
That's
what I was
supposed to
be saying.
Okay.
I start trying to help patch holes so we don't all die in this death trap.
That's a good idea.
What are you people shooting at it for? You're supposed to wrestle it.
I'll use the radioactive goo for the holes.
Where are you getting this radioactive goo?
A bit.
Sounds like a poor idea.
It does.
Okay, maybe not.
Your plane is stupid.
Gosh. So, wait, how does this demon come about? Why pick us?
Probably because I was there when Felix summoned him and I blew up his clay jar. What's his clay jar mean? Oh, I think it was what Felix was trying to use to bind him, so I don't know why it would really upset him.
Who's Felix?
Felix Faust, sorcerer.
When you keep saying Faust, do you mean Faust?
Yeah. So Felix Faust, sorcerer.
Who is he?
He's a sorcerer.
Yeah, but
he's a supervillain.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. What's that mean?
I was brought in for a kidnapping case. He kidnapped her to try and help him summon demons, you know, as a sacrifice. Got her out of there, blew up his clay jar, collapsed a volcano on him.
So, the demon that was about to be...
He only summoned one of the three. He was trying to summon three.
The volcano.
So this is one of the three, right?
Yes. Yes.
Which volcano? The Hawaii big one?
Hilaia.
Yes. Hilaia. Yeah, the big one.
I don't know. Heard of it.
Yeah.
It's a pink demon. Causes trouble.
Pink demon?
Yeah.
It's fleshy?
Yeah. Except when it's invisible. And intangible.
Which it often is.
You know what you...
I would cry.
He can do something, right?
Can I do what?
He can go invisible and intangible.
Yeah.
So that means you'll be on the same plane I did.
You know, I tried that theory and she didn't believe me.
Right?
She claims she cannot see the demon.
Okay.
All the way you said
it. Does that go in and out, Dave, or is it just annoying on the palm?
Yeah, it seems like it's going in and out a little bit. But,
damn. Oh, well, I guess we have to do this for the next... How many days?
About
hours?
4, 5, another couple days before you get there.
2 days. That's not bad.
You sure there's nothing you can do about this?
What could I do? It's a demon.
I'm going to banish it.
I don't know how to do that.
All of my stuff for the next few days, including the desert. I'll get you some tests.
Okay. So let's see. What do I need to do?
What? Me? I'm such a nice guy.
That's true. Puzzle just be the other end. So on the sixth day, John in the bathroom.
In the head?
In the head. When a demon appears in front of me.
In front of me?
In front of you.
Oh, okay.
He's John.
I was saying,
are you also John?
He said something's going to happen to me.
Yeah, so I changed my mind.
Okay, good. It's got to be something.
So now it's time to end this.
Oh, you're all done?
Not even close.
You. No, but you will be.
What's with the vendetta thing? Seems to me I kept an evil sorcerer from binding you.
Fool, he was going to summon my brothers, too.
Yeah.
You were all-powerful. You stopped him. You're an idiot.
Apparently not.
I'm going to destroy you.
Help!
Take an initial roll.
Fast and prompt. We can't help you there.
You can't.
Yeah. You have to believe in yourself.
You need something to hold it for you.
49.
Burn. You go first.
I get the hell out of the bathroom.
You run out.
You went first?